For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller. The hurricane season's supercharged storms highlight the importance of disaster planning, and it's not just a concern for coastal regions. Scientists say that heavy rain events have become more common in the Ohio Valley. Glynis Board looks at how some flood-prone communities are preparing for what experts call the new normal of extreme weather.
In June 2016, rain fell hard and fast over West Virginia, raising water in creeks and rivers to levels experts explained we're only likely to experience once every 1,000 years. 23 people died.
That was like the night from hell.
Susan Jack was in the process of moving away from her hometown of Clendenin. She'd moved everything into storage units.
I ended up carrying my 90-year-old great-aunt through floodwaters that night to get out. But we got to safety, and we actually spent the night in a Go-Mart parking lot at the top of the hill there in Elkview.
Instead of moving away as planned, Jack got swept up in the current of disaster response. She's now the executive director of the Greater Kanawha Long-Term Recovery Committee.
You know, I mean, floods are a part of life when you live on a river, but nothing like this.
Clendenin is now 15 months into recovery. Disaster experts anticipate 3 to 4 more years before all needs have been met. And before that time frame is up, more extreme weather disasters in and around the region will have occurred. In fact, some already have. Emergency managers are adapting existing state, county, and city disaster preparedness plans for what Kentucky's Director of Emergency Management, Michael Dossett, calls the new normal.
What you're seeing with Harvey and Irma, they're massive systems, and they loiter over specific real estate for much longer than the previous disasters if you track them back for decades. The damage is more extreme. The heartbreak for our citizens across the nation is expanded. Regardless of what's causing the disasters, it's our job to concentrate on the methods that will mitigate the disasters.
Dossett says it's more important than it used to be for individuals to take note of their surroundings. Things like streams, bridges and roads, the vulnerabilities of neighbors, and also potential industrial hazards. Dossett says everyone should be prepared to self-sustain for at least 72 hours with water, medical supplies, candles, and even items like camp stoves and small propane bottles. Emergency professionals say disaster preparedness needs to be a cultural status quo. But Susan Jack, the executive director of the Long-Term Recovery Committee in West Virginia, worries it's going to take more disaster to change the culture throughout the Ohio Valley.
There's no sense of urgency. Unless you've been through this, you just don't get it. You don't have a clue.
You might recall Jack was in the process of moving when the 2016 flood hit. All her belongings happened to be in a storage facility that was also wiped out by flooding.
I lost everything.
She says, like many flood victims, she now lives with a mountain of debt and broken credit and all the pain, heartache, and humiliation that goes with it.
And you know what? Having gone through that, I look back on it now and I'm like, what in the world are you thinking to have 4 storage units full of stuff anyway? You know what? I know that I did everything in my power here to try to help my community. And sometimes I think maybe that's more valuable than money, you know?
Jack says now it's her job to make sure people don't forget that her community still needs help. Rural towns like hers in long-term recovery need skilled volunteers like carpenters and contractors. She also says for wherever and whenever floods hit next, she and a growing population of individuals throughout the region have knowledge to share about how to pick up all the broken pieces. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.